Okay, let's discuss some loose ends today. Nothing is loose end, but things that we did not discuss yet. Let's talk about some of the laws of tefillah. Some of the dinim of tefillah on Chanukah. Chanukah, we know that we say al hanisim. Okay, al hanisim. This halacha to me is a very, very telling halacha and very, very powerful halacha. A person forgets to say al hanisim. What do? Basically, if you finish the Shemona Esher, if you finish Birchas Hamazon, do nothing. You're done. It's not ma'akev. It's not ma'akev. Built into the halachas, there is no obligation. I mean, we're supposed to say, of course, al hanisim, but if you forget to say al hanisim in the correct location and you finish the Shemona Esher entirely, then you're done. The Shemona Esher is over. Birchas Hamazon is over. You do not repeat the Shemona Esher. You do not repeat the Birchas Hamazon. However, if you do remember, and you forgot to say al hanisim before you totally complete boxing gloves, what's going on over there? Laser? Rabbi Laser, you wear boxing gloves? He's not listening to me. If you forget, if Rabbi Laser, you there? Rabbi Laser? He's not there. All right, if you remember to say al hanisim, Laser, you there? What are you wearing boxing gloves? Who are you going to beat up? Mayor is coming after you. Watch out. if you forget to say al hanisim, and it's Shemona Esrei is not yet over, and it's up, you're up to Yehiyu L'Ratzayin Imrei Fiv Hegin Libi L'Fanach Hashem Tzir Goli, and likewise in Birchas Hamazon, you're up to the Harachamans. So you're supposed to do the following: you're supposed to convert the al hanisim, which in essence is a statement of praise to Hashem, you are supposed to convert it into a prayer. And you're supposed to say, Harachamon. So Harachamon in Shemona Esrei also. This is not only in Birchas Hamazon. You don't ever say Harachamon when you finish Shemona Esrei. The only time is if you forget Al Hanisim, Harachamon hu yaseh lanu nisim v'nifla'ois. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may He do for us miracles and wonders, just like, I have to find the words over here, just like K'moshe asisa l'avoseinu, like You've done for our forefathers, b'yomim ha'heim, in those days, b'mei matisyo ben Yochanan. So in other words, you take the entire Al Hanisim and you convert it into a prayer. Ordinarily, Al Hanisim is not a prayer. It is it is praise. It is recognition, the Shevach. Hashem, we thank You. We are here to give You Shevach V'Hoida. The place to do that is in Modim or in Nodeh Lecha, in Birchas Hamazon. But if you blow it, you mess it up, you can't just give Hashem praise whenever you want. The nusach of praise has to be given in the proper location, in the proper setting. If you can't do that, then Chazal say, convert the Al Hanisim into a bakosha, into a request for mercy. And you say, Harachamon, just like You've done for us, You've done for us miracles in the previous generations, in the time of Matisyo ben Yochanan, so too may You do for us miracles today. And then you go on to say what Hashem did for us in the past. You have to convert it into a prayer. Now there are two this is what's very interesting. This is the only place in the entire liturgy where you'll ever pray for Hashem to do for you a miracle. It's unheard of. There's no such thing as davening for miracles. Davening, clear as day, every tefillah that we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is al derech hateva. If you need to come on to a miracle for salvation, that's not tefillah. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as davening for a miracle. When you daven, that things should work out al derech hateva. That if a person is not well, It's possible. It's possible that the person can still recover. He will react well to a new medicine. He will have the siyata d'shmaya, have strength. There are many variables. There are many unknowns that we do not know, because the proof is there are people that do recover from even very terrible situations. And it's not, not everything is a miracle. It can be explained scientifically. Of course, you need the siyata d'shmaya. You need there to be, everything has to just work out just right so it should result for your benefit. And maybe in our perspective, this is called a miracle, and it is a miracle to a certain degree. But you can't go be misfollowed to Hashem that the oil that's only meant to last for one day should last for 8 days. That's absurd. If Hashem does a miracle for you, you did a miracle, but not to pray. Yet, comes Chanukah, and Chanukah, and Purim, if you forget to give Hashem thanks for the miracle, so you reward it almost by being mispalo to Hashem that He should now do for you a miracle in our day and age, the same way He did miracles for our ancestors. Isn't that strange? So again, there are two difficulties. Number one, you don't do this in tefillah. You don't ask for miracles. Number two, choite niskar. A person who sinned, why do we say that you've sinned? Because you forgot to say al hanisim. How dare you? How can a person be so negligent to forget that today is Chanukah? By forgetting today is Chanukah, that to a degree is called an avera. And now you're being rewarded by being given the option of asking Hashem to do for you miracles. So these two questions are really rock solid questions. And I don't think any answer we can ever give will really, really satisfactorily answer the questions. Again, the two questions are number one, Choyte Niskar. You've sinned by forgetting to say Al Hanisim. And now you're going to be rewarded by being given the option of asking Hashem to do for you a miracle. And number two, that's not what tefillah is about. Prayer is not about asking Hashem to do for you miracles. Now, I don't really have any good answer. The only answer that at least addresses this is what we gave a whole show on this. We're not going to review it now. Is that the nature of Chanukah, at least Chanukah was, we discussed from Rav Soloveitchik, from the Reish Rav, Klal Yisrael, the vast majority of Klal Yisrael, were no longer observant. Bimei Matisyo ben Yochanan, Kohen Gadol, means it was the time of Matisyo, the son of Yochanan, who went off the derech. The Kohen Gadol himself, after 80 years going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, abandoned Yadus.
How do we know the majority of Yidden?
So we discussed this. That's what we said. That's
safer. Yeah.
Okay, we discussed this. But let's work with this approach. The vast majority of Klal Yisrael were no longer religious. It was in the day of Matisyahu, the son of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who, after 80 years of going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, became a tztoki, gave it all up. He went off the derech. He abandoned Yiddishkeit. How could that be? That's what we're dealing with. And what happened at that time? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us a miracle nothing less than Tchiyas HaMeisim. Tchiyas HaMeisim b'yato b'rachamecha horabim, the term that we only use by Tchiyas HaMeisim. Amadato lechem b'yesoros, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He came to rescue us, to revive us, to resurrect us, resuscitate us, to learn, to attach ourselves to Yiddishkeit. This is the nature of Chanukah. Therefore, it's exactly the same thing. Okay, this is an answer. The answer, it's not really a great answer, in my opinion, but it does work a little bit. If a person is so negligent, is so asleep, that he forgets to say Al Hanisim, how dare you? How dare you? It's Chanukah. Where are you? You come to Modim and you forget to say Al Hanisim, you're asleep? How could you do such a thing? Obviously, you're part of the problem. If a person has sunk to such a low on Chanukah, he doesn't even remember to say Al HaNisim, you know what it's like? He's like one of those guys living in the generation of Matisyo ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol went off the derech, so what do you expect from me? If you today, in the year Tov Shin Pei Aleph, are sleeping during Shmoneh Esrei and forget to say Al HaNisim, it goes to show how much you think about Chanukah, how much you care about religion, how much you care about your holidays. So you just...
Wait, that's a small forgetfulness. That's not going off the derech.
Okay, we're exaggerating right? Over here a little bit. Okay, but there's an element. There's an element of truth to that. It's not meaningful enough to you that it's Chanukah, you've come to shul, to daven to Hashem, and you just... What are you here for? You're here for the coffee? You're here for the social activity? You're here, what are you here for? To get a free FJJ? Why you come to shul today? If you come to shul because it's Chanukah, because you want to thank Hashem Al HaNitzim, how could you forget? It's the most basic thing. Like a person who goes to the wedding of his child, and he forgets to march them down the chuppah. Why do you come here tonight to this wedding hall? Why? I don't know. I came here for the food. You forgot that you're supposed to take your child and escort them down the chuppah? You're busy on your smartphone in the other room? You totally forgot what you're here for? Why did you come to the wedding hall tonight? Would that ever happen? Probably did happen, but it goes to show, right? It goes to show that you totally lost. If you come to shul and you don't say Al HaNisim, it goes to show where you're holding. If that's where you're holding, you know what that means? It means you're part of the problem. If you're living that you're part of the people, you're taking yourself back to the generation of Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol, and you're saying, yeah, just like Yochanan Kohen Gadol is playing cards on Yom Kippur, instead of going to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's what I'm doing. I come to shul here for the social activity, to surf the web, watch movies, and text, and drink coffee. That's why I'm here in shul. You're part of the problem. What happened when there was such a tsar in Klal Yisrael? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do for Klal Yisrael? Hashem did miracles. When Hashem saw that Klal Yisrael had stooped to such a low where Yiddishkeit was on the verge of being extinct from this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stepped up v'yato b'rachamecho horabim. So therefore, exactly, if a person, Rachmanu Litzlan, forgets to say Al HaNisim, and Shmoneh Esrei is over, you now should pray for a miracle. And you're entitled to pray for a miracle. Because Chanukah shows us that Hashem does such miracles. Hashem may not allow, under ordinary circumstances, to let oil burn for 8 days. That's not what you're praying for in the Al HaNisim. You're not praying in the Al HaNisim the oil should burn for 8 days. What you're praying for is to be resuscitated, resurrected, that your Yiddishkeit, your passion for Yadus should be rekindled, that it would never, ever happen you would come to shul on Chanukah and forget to say Al HaNisim. You can pray for that. Because we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yato b'rachamecho harabim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to people who Rachmanu Litzlan have sunk to such a low, He's there to pick them up. Okay, a person can't just go walk around, okay, you know, I need money. I want to go buy a house in Florida. I need $1 million. Okay, Hashem, I'm going to daven Shmoneh Esrei. I'm going to add in another bracha, the bracha that Hashem, you should do a miracle. The money should just appear in the bank account. And I should have now money to buy a house in Florida. That's foolish. There's no such thing as asking for miracles. There's no precedent that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is willing to do such miracles. That's the way the world works. But we do have a history where a Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he sees that Klal Yisrael unfortunately has sunk to a very significant low in their observance, in their passion, their drive to serve Hashem, a Kodesh Baruch Hu does miracles by injecting in their neshamas renewal. A renaissance in Klal Yisrael to revive their passion for Yadus, that Hashem does, and that you can pray for. And if you find yourself in that matziv, why do I find myself in that situation? Because I forgot to say Al HaNisim. That's why you can say this nusach at the end of the Shmoneh Esrei. All right, next topic. Hallel. Hallel, we say Hallel on Hanukkah, all 8 days. Okay, it's very important to know that you say the complete Hallel. And people, not everyone knows this halacha. This is a very scary halacha. It always frightens me, this halacha. Whenever you recite the complete Hallel, you're not allowed to miss even one word. How do we know this? From Megillah. We always repeat this halacha. When you lay in the Megillah, everyone knows that if you miss one word, you're not Yotze the Megillah. Mikra Megillah. The Megillah is equivalent to Hallel. Kuriyasa Zuhi Hilula. On Purim, the laying of the Megillah is equivalent to Hallel. Thus, we work backwards. Since these two are equivalent, and it is a fact, it is a halacha pesuka in Shulchan Aruch, if you missed one word of the Megillah, you're not Yotze the Megillah. Likewise, if you miss one word of Hallel, you're not Yotze Hallel. So a person has to be very meticulous. It's very hard. It's very scary when he recites Hallel to say every single word of Hallel, clearly to enunciate the words, to pronounce the words correctly, not to slur. Because just like a person, everyone goes to shul to hear Mikra Megillah, not to miss one word, we have to be very meticulous not to miss one word of Hallel. Okay, next halacha, Megillas Antiochus. We don't do this anymore today. It's not done in any shul whatsoever, but it used to be a minhag. It's a very interesting thing. It used to be a minhag. They would lay Megillas Antiochus. The Megillas Antiochus is part of the Apocrypha. It's not part of the Chof Dalet Sifri Tanakh, but there's a Megillah that goes by many names. There are a few Megillas. It's all very confusing. Megillas Antiochus, or it's called Megillas Chanukah, or it's called Megillas Matisyahu, or it's called Maccabees, Maccabees Aleph, Maccabees Beis. I'm not sure all of the details. There are different versions of this Megillah. Who wrote the Megillah? It's not clear who wrote the Megillah. Maybe some say Yochanan Kohen Gadol wrote the Megillah, maybe others wrote the Megillah. But there is an ancient script called Megillah. And in fact, some even have it written on cloth, on parchment, in Ksav Ashuris. And it's not done anymore today, but in the Altaheim, it used to be they would actually lay Megillas Antiochus. When would they lay Megillas Antiochus? Different minhagim. Some say they landed on Shabbos. They landed on Shabbos after the Haftorah. Or maybe before the Kriyas HaTorah. I'm not exactly sure, like Megillas Shuos, Megillas. It was landed on Shabbos, or it was landed even during the week. They were different minhagim. We do not obviously do this today, but it's still worthy to be aware that there is such a thing. Okay, next. Okay, next topic. Mincha, a hecher mincha. In some shuls, we discussed this a few times, do you make a short mincha? Which means that instead of davening the whole mincha from beginning to end, chazaras hashatz, where the shliach tzibur reads, goes through the brach from the beginning all the way to the very, very end, instead, the Shliach Tzibur begins with the brachos right away, and everyone knows it's a hecher kedusha, and he goes until kedusha. Everyone says the kedusha together, and then the shad says Baruch Atah Hashem Hakel Hakadosh, and then the shad continues on his merry way, and everyone else starts the Shemoneh Esrei from the beginning. So there is a halacha that on Chanukah you should not do this. Why not? Because you're not going to be able to say Al Hanisim. If you have a regular Chazoris Hashatz, then the Shliach Tzibur, he reads Al Hanisim V'Al HaPurkon V'Al HaGavuros V'Al HaTashuris. And even though, unfortunately, most people, every people, people are paying attention, everyone is sleeping, everyone is daydreaming, v'chulu v'chulu, but at least it said, if you're going to do a Hecher Kedusha, then the Shliach Tzibur is not going to say the V'Al Hanisim. Now you'll ask a question. There is no such halacha that on Rosh Chodesh you should not have a Hecher Kedusha. Right? The shuls that daven Hecha Kedusha, when it's Rosh Chodesh, they have Hecha Kedusha. Oh, but you say Yale V'yavoy. So if you say Yale V'yavoy, so now during the Hecha Kedusha, the Shliach Tzi was not going to be saying out loud Yale V'yavoy. So why should we be concerned that Chanukah is any different? And the answer is, Rosh Chodesh has nothing to do with Pirsumei Nisa. Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Chodesh. You add in Rosh Chodesh Yale V'yavoy. In the wintertime, you add in the saying Talu Motor Levracha. Even during the Aseres Yimei Teshuvah, you add in Chasov L'chaim Tovim Kol B'nei V'risecha, B'sefer Chaim Baracha V'sholom. No, so you add things in, so good for you. Add in whatever you want. That's not a Din Pirsumei Nisa. Reciting the Al Hanisim is a chelek of publicizing the miracle. And that has to be said out loud in shul for everyone to hear. So therefore, those shuls who daven Hecha Kedusha, which is a very controversial topic in and of itself, but those shuls that indeed, anyway, they do it, whatever the reasons may be, it is not proper on Chanukah to daven a Hecha Kedusha, because you are not allowing the miracle with the recital of the Al Hanis. Okay, next. We all know Mizmashir Chanukah Sabayis L'David. That is the Mizmar of Chanukah. And of course, that is the mizmah that many after davening is over, after you say the Shir Shal Yom, so we say also mizmah Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David. There are a lot of different minhagim about this. Some have the minog that in the beginning, I never saw this, but in the beginning of davening, the tzibur recites this mizmah posuk by posuk, in order to bring out, to emphasize, today indeed is Chanukah. Okay, now going back to Al Hanisim, it's very important. Halacha is the word halacha. Al Hanisim, we know that you're supposed to say Al Hanisim the bracha of Moedim. In bracha Moedim. What happens if you come to Moedim? So we review some of the basic halachas, even though we only 2 days left to Chanukah. We'll have today, tomorrow, really two and a half days left. In the Al Hanisim, let's say you forget to say Al Hanisim. So let's say you come to the words Baruch Atah Hashem. Now, let's take a step back. You're supposed to say Al Hanisim with the words before you say, give me one moment, let me get a sidur so I don't say foolish things. 1 second. Many people don't know this. When it comes to the Al Hanisim, if you forget to say Al Hanisim, okay, let's go to Modim. Modim is the V'amarachem kilo samu chasodecha me'olam kivinu loch. After you say the words me'olam kivinu loch, you're supposed to begin Al Hanisim or Ve'al Hanisim. What happens if you forget? If you forget, what do you say? V'al kulam yisparach v'yishabam shimcha malkeinu tamid li'olam vo'ed. No harm done. Just go back. If you say those words, it's still not too late. Then you come to the words V'chol ha'chayim yoducha salavi hallu ha'shimcha be'emes hokel Yeshua seinu. Oh, you said the word hokel. That's Hashem's name. After you say the word hokel, you now remember you did not yet say Al Hanisim. Are you allowed to go back? Yes, 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 yes. Saying hokel Yeshua Seinu doesn't prevent you from going back. Even though it's true, it's Hashem's name, you are permitted l'chatchila to go back and right away say Al Hanisim v'al Hapurgan v'al Hagvuros. And when you finish saying the Al Hanisim, you continue like regular. V'al kulam yisparach v'yishamam shimcha malkeinu tamil yalam v'ed v'chol hachayim yiducha salo v'yihalu v'yishimcha b'mes hokel. It will result that you will be saying Hashem's name twice. Hokel Yeshua Seinu, it's fine. You're allowed, even though you said Hokel, it's no harm done. You can go back and you say Al Hanisim, even though you're now going to repeat Hokel. However, if you come to the end of this blessing, Hakel Yeshua Seinu v'ha'alu Hashimcha be'emes. Hakel Yeshua Seinu v'yashua Seinu Sela. Once you say Baruch Ata Hashem, once you say Hashem, it's too late. If you say Baruch Ata, you can still go back. But if you say Hashem, you can no longer go back and say Al Hanisim. Now, what will you argue? Okay, let me say Lamdeini Chukecha, like by other halachas, which we're not going to get into now, by Geshem. Just say, oh, it's Baruch Ata Hashem. I can salvage Hashem's name by saying Lamdeini Chukecha. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. And that will now allow me, I can argue, to go back and say the Al Hanisim. The answer is no. You're
is
not allowed. What?
Afterwards?
What?
Well, you say Al Hanisim, and then you say Elokai, right?
Right. If you mess up, then you say what we said before. You say Yehula Rotzon Imri Fiv Hegel Bilof Nach Hashem Tzur V'Goli. You say Harachamon, Hu Yase Lanu Nisim. B'zman hazeh, may you Hashem do for us miracles in our day. K'moyisho sisla v'seinu b'yomim hoheim b'imei mat tisyo ben yochanan. That we said in the very beginning of the shir. That if a person forgets to say it over here in this section, so then what you should do is you should say it before you say lokai nitzar. Before you say yehu l'ratzoin, you should then say the words hara, convert it into a prayer. But let's discuss now the basics. Again, if you're supposed to say it after me'olam k'vinu lach, if you remember before you get to Baruch Ato Hashem, before Hashem, go back. Once you say Hashem's name, it's too late. Now, one will argue there are similar halachos where if you say Hashem's name, it's not too late. You can say immediately afterwards, Lamdeini Chukecha. That does not work for Al Hanisim. Saying Baruch Ato Hashem, Lamdeini Chukecha is a very, very big bidi evet. And that is not acceptable with regard to Al Hanisim, because Al Hanisim, if you forget it entirely, it's not ma'akev the Shemona Esrei. Only in elements, only in parts of davening that are essential, that would require you to repeat the Shemona Esrei, do we have a leniency that you can say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Lamdeini Chukecha. But not when it comes to Al Hanisim. So if a person says, Baruch Ato Hashem, you already said Yudkei Vavkei, it's too late. Don't look for a Lamdesha techniques, solutions to say, oh, I'll say now Lamdeini Chukecha, and now I can go back to Al Hanisim. No, it doesn't work. You said Hashem's name, it's a mu'uvos she'eino yochol liskon. It's over. You finished. Finish the Shemona Esrei, and then when you get to a Lekai Nitzar, right before you get to a Lekai Nitzar, you can't come to a Lekai Nitzar, before you say at the end of a Lekai Nitzar, it depends when you say Yehilo Ratzon, before you say Yehilo Ratzon, you say the words, Yehilo Harachamon, may the merciful one, Hu yaseh lanu nisim, may he do for us miracles. K'moy she'asisa l'avoseinu, like you have done for our ancestors, v'yamim ohim, v'zman hazeh, b'imei matis yo ben yochanan kodin chashmonoi. Okay, you just convert, you convert it into a prayer. You skip the first line, al nisim, al pungim, al gvus, al tashuos, you just say, harachim yaseh lanu nisim, harachim hu yaseh lanu nisim, Yasa lonu nisim kumoy shasis lavosenu bayomim mohim azman azebi mei matis yo ben yochanan kohen gadol. But it's too late. And another thing that's also too late is some, when it comes to other halachos, there's an opinion, like if it comes to Mashiach Ruchman Hageshem, that after you finish the bracha, you can just say it right there and then. One would argue that you can say Baruch Ato Hashem after modim, hatoiv shimcha ulecho no'el lechoy dois, and then say v'yal hanisim v'yal haporkon, to say it in between the blessings. We apply that rule when it comes to Geshem, the same Tal Umotor Levracha. You can say the same Tal Umotor Levracha in between the Bracha of Baruch Aleinu and Tekka B'Shofar. That rule does not apply to Al Hanisim. I'll go back and I'll explain to make it more clear. When it comes to the Baruch Aleinu, Baruch Aleinu, you're supposed to say now in the winter time, the same Tal Umotar Livracha. Let's say you make a mistake and you say the same Baruch. And you come to the end of the Baruch and you say Baruch Ata. Oh, you didn't say Hashem's name yet? You can go back. You can go back and say the same Tal Umotar Livracha Al Pnei Hodama. Let's say you say Baruch Ata Hashem, then the halach is you should say Lamdeni Chukecha, and then go back. Let's say you go so far, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mivarech HaShanim, you already said the next two words, Mivarech HaShanim, so now it's too late to go back, it's too late to say Lamdeni Chukecha. What do you do now? Now you say right here, in between Borech Oleinu and Tekabish Shofar, you can say the same Tal Umotar Livracha. If you go to the next bracha, Tekabish Shofar, still not to where you say it in Shema Koleinu. Before you say Ki Atosh Shemeya, you say the same Tal Umotar Livracha. Once you conclude Shema Koleinu, then you have to go all the way back to Borech Oleinu. But the point we want to make over here is these two halachas. When it comes to Baruch Aleinu, if you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you say Lamdeni Chukecha. If you say Baruch Atah Hashem Mivarech HaShanim, you say the same Tal U'Motar Livracha in between, right there and then, the same Tal U'Motar Livracha, and then you begin to Kabbash Shofar. Al Hanisim does not follow these rules. Al Hanisim is much more lenient. Because Al-Hanisim is not Ma'akev the Davening, it's not Ma'akev the Shemoneh Esrei. Therefore, when it comes to the end of the bracha, when you come to the Alkol, you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you do not say Lamdeni Chukecha. Keep on going. And don't be a Lamdan and say Hatoiv Shemcho Lechono Elohoidois, and now you will recite it in between this blessing and the next blessing of Sim Shalom. Do not. On the other hand, if you did say Hashem's name, Hokel Yeshua Seinu, it's okay. You can go back and say Al Hanisim and continue and end up saying it twice. Those are the basic rules of repeating the Al Hanisim in the Shemoneh Esrei. For Birchas HaMazon, it's very, very similar. Let me just clarify this point. I want to tell you some drush. In the Birchas HaMazon, we say it in between, in the middle of the Noidel Lecha blessing. What is the Noidel Lecha blessing? The Birchas HaMazon. Okay, let me turn to Birchas HaMazon. Noidel Lecha. It's a very long bracha. It begins with Noidel Lecha, and after you finish Noidel Lecha, you go into a new paragraph called the Al HaKoil. Where are you supposed to say the Al HaNisim? In the middle of the blessing. Ki ato shvi al achilas mazon sho Now is the correct location. Let's say Chas v'Shalom, you forget, and you begin the Al Hakoil, and you say Hashem's name. Hashem Elokeinu Anachnu Modim Loch. It's okay. You can go back. Even though you said Hashem's name, you can right away start saying Al Hanisim, and repeat the Al HaKol, Hashem Elokeinu. It's okay. Just because you said Hashem's name does not prevent you from going back in Birchas HaMazon. The very people don't know this halacha. It's a very important halacha. The only time it's too late is when you get to the end of the bracha and you say Baruch, the Chasima, the end of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem. Once you say Hashem's name, too late. Do not be a Lamdan and say Lamdeni Chukech and go back. And don't say Al Oretz V'Al HaMozoin, and then say Al HaNitzim in between Noidelcha, the Brach of Hoida, and the Brach of Rachim. A Mu'uvas She'ena Yochol Liskoin, it's too late, there's nothing you can do. And the only solution is when you come to the Harachamans, like we said before, you say Harachaman, Hu Yasel, they actually in the art school Sidur, they have the words for you. They have the words for all those people who forget. Rachamon, who yasel lanu nisim v'niflois, kasher osol lavoseinu bayomim ohim bazman hazeh, bimei matisyo ben yochanan kohen gadol. Like we said before, that's the proper place to say it. Okay, these are the basic laws of Afghan. Now let's discuss now some other inyanim, some other drush. I want to discuss an idea with you about the Al HaMichya. Okay, the halacha is we do not recite in the bracha me'ein, called the bracha me'ein shalosh, the synopsis of the Birchas HaMazon, we do not recite any azkara of Chanukah Upurim. There's a long list of things that we add into the Al HaMichya, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Shmiat Tzeis, Simchas Torah. Rosh Hashanah, but there's no mention of Chanukah Upurim. Why not? What's so terrible? Why can't we add into the nusach of the Al HaMichya or the Al HaGefen, the Al HaPerois, a mention of Chanukah Upurim? Why is it absent? There are many reasons. One of the basic reasons given, the most elementary reason given is that the Al HaMichya is patterned after Birchas HaMazon. In Birchas HaMazon, if you forget to mention to say Ritzei, you must repeat the Birchas HaMazon. If you forget to say Yale V'Yavoy, you have to repeat it. Anything that you would have to repeat in the Birchas HaMazon, if you were to forget, was added into the Al HaMichya. But anything that if you were to forget in the Birchas HaMazon, you would not need to repeat the Birchas HaMazon, did not rate as being significant enough that it should be added into the Al HaMichya, what we call the Al HaMichya, the Bracha Me'in Shalosh. Therefore, since in Birchas HaMazon, if you were to forget the Al HaNisim, you would not repeat the Birchas HaMazon, therefore, it's not significant enough that it should be added as a separate clause in the Bracha Me'ein Shalosh. I think that is the most basic, elementary answer to the question. Okay, that is an answer, it's a popular answer, it answers the question, it's a solid answer, and it's good. It's a good answer. Now I want to tell you a drush, I want to tell you two different ideas. I want to tell you from my father, Zichron Levracha, he told me once tonight, beautiful, beautiful idea. I told this to so many people, and everyone that I tell this to, their eyes pop open. Then I want to tell you another idea. Another idea. And my father, my father, Zichron Levracha, always said over, it's a given, this is something that you can see in the Beis Halevi, you can see on all of the, even not only the Beis Halevi, not only the Brisker, but even his family, they all thrive on this idea. That the Bracha Me'ein Shalosh was established to correspond to the mitzvah of Bikurim on Shavuos is the beginning of the season of bringing the first fruits. The farmers would bring to the Beis HaMikdash the first fruits, and they would put the first fruits before the Mizbeach, and they would recite Arami Oyved Avi Vayed Mitzrayim. They would recite a synopsis of Jewish history. We darshan these psukim on Pesach Seder, the Haggadah, and there's an entire Masechta called Masechta Bikurim, which tells us all of the very complicated laws, and it was a very big ceremony. It was not just a simple mitzvah. This mitzvah was ceremonial. And people would come, beautiful baskets, the rich would come in gold baskets, the poor would come in wicker baskets. The baskets would be decorated with birds, white birds. White birds, could you imagine? It says in the Mishnah. Birds. They would offer the birds as korbanos, and when they would come with musical instruments. And everyone in the street would stop and would clap and would sing and would greet the farmers as they come to the Beis HaMikdash to present the Bikurim to the Kohen. Come to the Kohen picks up the basket with the balabost, he waves it up and down here and there. It's a lot of ceremony, okay? A lot of ceremony, pomp, and it's a big deal. Now, what do you bring in that basket? The Shivas Haminim, the seven species. The exact same things that are mentioned in the Bracha Me'ein Shalosh. The exact same items. Thus, the Bracha Me'ein Shalosh, the Nusach captures, is patterned after all of the different elements, all of the different items that can be found relating to the mitzvah of Bikurim. And this explains one of the most basic questions that people ask, is why is the bracha Me'ein Shalosh, is it the only bracha where we make mention of the Mizbeach? The Al Mizbechecha, the Al Heicholecha, the Mizbeach and the Heichol. And the answer is, because in the process, in the ceremony of Bikurim, what does the farmer do? It says in the pasuk, "Vihinachtoi, you shall put your basket lifnei before mizbach Hashem Elokecha. you put the basket before the Mizbeach. And then it goes on to say, V'hishtachaviso, you shall bow lifnei before Hashem Elokecha. Where do you bow? Which direction do you bow? You bow in front of the Heichel. You bow, you don't bow backwards, you bow in front of the Heichel, towards the Heichel. Being that part of the ceremony of Bikurim is to put the basket before the Mizbeach and to bow before the Heichel. That's why in this bracha, which is patterned after the mitzvah of Bikurim, which is the Zion Minim, the seven species, we mention, we pray for them as the well-being of the Mizbeach and for the Heichel. V'al Mizbechecha v'al Heichelecha. Okay, there's a lot more to this, but let's leave it for now. Now let's go to the part that my father explained. And that is, when is the Zman to bring Bikurim? The Zman to bring Bikurim is when? Is Shavuos. In fact, the Yom Tov of Shavuos is called Uviyoim HaBikurim. For how long can you, when does it expire? So the Mishnah says it expires in stages. Part of the ceremony is to bring the basket and to recite a series of psukim, the same psukim that we recite in the Haggadah. From Shavuos until Sukkot, you can bring the basket, you should bring, you have a duty, and you must recite the psukim. It's the Iker Zeman of Simcha, joy, as the process of the Samachta, Lefnei Hashem Elokecha. The Mishnah continues that once Sukkos is over, you can still bring Bikurim, but you no longer can recite the psukim. Misukot ad Chanukah, it's a Mishnah. From Sukkos until ad v'loyad bechlal, you can bring, but you cannot recite the psukim. Michanuka ve'elech einoy mevi klal. Once it's the 25th day of Kislev, too little, too late. No more Bikurim. Chanukah is already the deadline. It's too late, Chanukah. Therefore, and when is the next opening season? The next time is Shavuos. So, when it comes to Chanukah, we deliberately omit mention of Chanukah in the Bracha Me'in Shalosh and Purim because it's not the Zman. It's too late. You missed out. In order to signify, to show the whole bracha, everything about this mitzvah is Bikurim, it's the Beferish Mishnah. Michanukah ve'elech, ein mevi klal. You're too late, buddy. It's over. You're going to go now say, v'samcheinu b'yom chag, or say, we want to thank you for the miracles on Chanukah. It's a mockery to mention Chanukah in the bracha me'in sholosh, because you blew it. It's too late for Bikurim. It's not the Zman of Bikurim. My father told me this. This is his vart. I told this to about 100 people. And everyone I told this to, their eyes lit up. They really like, wow, what a good vart. That's a good vart. Why can you say such good things? Okay. Now I want to tell you another vart. It's not as good, but I want to tell you another vart. Another vart. There are really three parts to this bracha. There are three different elements in this bracha. There's grain, right? There is wheat and barley. Al hamichya v'yalakakola. Number two, yayin. Al hagefen v'yalpriyagofen. And there is fruit. Al ho'eitz v'yalpri ho'eitz. Between now and Pesach, there are three holidays. Three major holidays, Chanukah, Purim, and in between Chanukah and Purim is what? Tu B'Shvat. Okay, let's not discount Tu B'Shvat. Rosh Hashanah Lilanos. Tu B'Shvat's also a serious holiday. It's a serious day, Tu B'Shvat. You don't say Tachlon on Tu B'Shvat. It's Rosh Hashanah Lilanos. Serious day. The Yom Hadin. It's a Yom Hadin, Tu B'Shvat. The trees, the trees are ki ha'odom eitz ha'sodeh. Okay, the trees are subject to din. When I was coming here to the shir today, there was the parks department, whatever they're called, from the New York City was cutting down a tree. They closed off the whole block on the way here, and they had all these trucks, and they were cutting down a tree. No, it's very sad. How long has that tree been there? Someone planted that tree many, many years ago. A tree is not a simple thing, even not a fruit tree. And here they go. They're giving it lethal injection. Okay, they're executing the tree. They're cutting down the tree. It's a sad thing to see the Parks Department come and cut down a tree. I mean, obviously they're going to save lives. You don't want the tree to fall down and kill anyone. Chamar Litzlan, destroy someone's property. So they cut it down in advance. But it's not a pleasant thing to watch someone cut down a tree. Ki ha'odom eitz ha'sodeh. It's a sad thing to see. Certainly a fruit tree, it's bal tashchis, it's much more serious a fruit tree. It's a big deal. How come in the bracha me'in sholosh there's no mention of Chanukah? There's no mention of Purim? And there's no mention of Tu B'Shvat? No, these are the Shivas Haminim. So I want to suggest to you the following. If we were to mention Chanukah in Al HaMichya, or Tu B'Shvat, or Yair and Purim, or these things, you would basically be killing Chanukah, Purim, and Tu B'Shvat with faint praise. Now, let me work backwards. Let me start with Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat, let's say on Tu B'Shvat, that the minhag Yisrael is to eat associated fruit from the Shivas Hamin. That's the best thing you can do, not all the exotic fruits. I don't know where that comes from, the exotic fruits. These are interesting minhagim. The ikar thing you do on Tu B'Shvat is to eat the Shivas Haminim. That's the ikar. Okay, boxer, they always serve in yeshiva this thing they call boxer, which was basically like a rock, like a pot. I don't know how you're supposed to digest that in your stomach, this piece of, looks like some crystal from, I don't know, some rock they got from some part of Mars, came out from Mars. Boxer, these exotic things, but you're supposed to really eat the Zion, the seven. Don't you think on Tu B'Shvat we should, when you make, what do you do when you eat the Shivas Haminim? You make the brach al ha'eitz, v'al pri ha'eitz, v'al tenuvas ha'sodeh, v'chulu v'chulu. So why don't we mention on Tu B'Shvat a zeicher? Today is Tu B'Shvat. The whole bracha is Tu B'Shvat. If you're going to make mention of Tu B'Shvat in the bracha, it's like saying, the bracha is a bracha, who cares? It happens to also be Tu B'Shvat. You would kill Tu B'Shvat with faint praise. The whole bracha is screaming out Tu B'Shvat. Today is Rosh Hashanah Lo Ilonos. Today is their day in the sun, the tree's day in the sun, the tree produces fruit. And we take the fruit, Al Baruch Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. That is Tu B'Shvat, to say those words. Baruch, on a fruit, you ate a fruit, and now you're going to say when you finish eating the fruit, Baruch Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. This is it. Al Ha'eitz V'al Pri Ha'eitz V'al Tenuvas Asadeh V'al Eretz Chem D'Toy V'Ruchava Sher Tzis V'in Chalt Lav Aseinu Lechol Mipir Yav L'Swa Mituva. The words of the blessing itself cannot be greater than an expression of what Tu B'Shvat is all about. You're going to ruin it. You're going to kill it. You're going to destroy it. By the way, Ribbono Shel Olam, today is Tu B'Shvat. What? What are you doing? The whole bracha on a fruit is an expression of Tu B'Shvat. When it comes to Shabbos, Al HaMichya has nothing to do with Shabbos. It has nothing to do with Shabbos. You're supposed to be eating a meal, not eating mezonos or peiros. No, you make a bracha. We masquerade Shabbos. It has nothing to do with Shabbos. The bracha may inshallah, zero. You know, so might as well be masquerade. Today is Shabbos. Today is Pesach. Today is Rosh Hashanah. Today is Shavuos. Good for you. But on Tu B'Shvat, the whole Tu B'Shvat is about Peiros. So the bracha, this is it. This is not a question I should be mazkir. This is the essence of what the day is all about. What is Purim all about? Yayin. Purim is all about Yayin. A Mishte Yayin. The whole story of the Megillah begins and ends, revolves around Yayin. The Jewish people, why was it nigzar upon them? L'hashvel harugul avid was because they were nenim misu'udas achashverosh. What was the su'udas achashverosh? V'hashesiyah chados einones. Do whatever you want. Everyone gets a drink of wine. Everyone gets a drink of wine according to their age. It was a mishtei yayin. And the Jewish people were nichshol. They sinned by attending this party. And what was the tikkun? The tikkun of the party was Esther Hamalka. She invited Achashverosh to a mishtei yayin. And then the next day was another mishtei yayin. Another mishtei yayin. It's all about yayin. Chayiv Adam Levasim Bipuraya Adlo Yoda. It's all about yayin. To go, that's the essence of the day. With all of the, you know, Nichnas, Yayin Yetzi, Soid, all the Kabbalistic Yonim. Okay, whatever all that means, to go and on Purim say, oh, you know, well, let's make an al-gath or a pre-agofen. Oh, you know, we shouldn't forget that today is Purim. You missed the whole point. The essence of the day is Yayin. The whole bracha is Yayin. To go mention that today is Purim, it goes to show where you're holding. Chanukah is the same thing with regard to the third category, al hamichya, the al hakalkola. What is Chanukah all about? And this actually I saw. Rabbi Glatzin, he actually writes about this. What is the closest biblical mitzvah to Chanukah? Chanukah is a mitzvah midrabbanan. It's a rabbinic mitzvah. What is the closest biblical mitzvah to Chanukah? To Chanukah. Bikurim. Hallel the Hoidah, Hakoras Atoif, to thank Hashem for what He's done for us. That isn't that what Chanukah is all about? What is Bikurim? Lohoidah Sula Hallel. You thank Hashem she'enecha kofui toiva. The whole essence of Bikurim is Lohoidah Sula Hallel. And what is the one category of the bracha in Shalosh? Al hamichya, the al hakalkala, sustenance. What is the real sustenance? The neshama. Torah, what the menorah represents. Bread can be very dull. Flour and water, not much flavor. Okay, it's the basic staple of life. Al hamichya v'al hakakol is made over meperos. It's made over a type of bread that has flavor, that it's rich. It has tam, which is symbolic of HaKadosh Baruch. Chanukah is HaKadosh Baruch who didn't just give us life, like Purim. Hashem gave us Torah. Mitzvahs. He gave us flavor in life, a purpose in life. He gave us true sustenance. I don't know how the donut came into this. That we did. I remember last year or 2 years ago we did speak about donuts. There is a makar for something, not our donuts, not the donuts they serve today, which is poison. There is a makar for donuts. Again, not this type of donut, but a different type of lechem ashira on Chanukah. I don't remember the source, but even if you don't have a source. It's not for nothing that Klal Yisrael, they associate this type of food, which is basically mezoinos, sweet mezoinos, with Chanukah. Again, there is a makar for this, somewhere, somehow. Why? Because that's what Chanukah is. Chanukah is al hanichya v'al hakakola. It's bikurim. It's hoidah for the flavor of life, which is captured in the theme of the Alam Michya of Yalak Al-Kola, and thus, this captures the bracha Me'in Shalish, captures the entire bracha, captures the full essence of Chanukah. To go mention Chanukah in the bracha Alam Michya, you're killing Chanukah with faint praise. Oh, this bracha has nothing to do with Chanukah. It just, oh, I shouldn't forget today is Chanukah. Excuse me, this bracha is Bikurim. What is Bikurim? She'ein ha'kafu toiva. Lohoidos u'lahalel. And you're eating mezoinos, you're eating bread that's flavored, that has tam. This is what Chanukah, this, which is symbolic of, you have a life of Torah u'mitzvos. You have flavor in your Yiddishkeit. This is Chanukah. This is what Bikurim is. It's not to go, oh, I'm also going to mention, oh, I shouldn't forget today is Chanukah. You totally missed the point. The reason why we do not mention Chanukah Purim and Tu B'Shvat in the Bracha Me'in Sholesh is because there are three categories to the Bracha Me'in Sholesh. Al HaMichya V'Al HaKol is Chanukah. Al HaGefen V'Al Priya Gefen is Purim. Al HaEitz V'Al Priya Eitz is Tu B'Shvat. This is the essence of these Moadim. There's nothing more that has to be said. It says it all the way it is in its purest form. Kol HaMoisif Goreya. Okay, that concludes this part. Out of time, I have to tell you the significance about the sixth day of Chanukah. To end off, today is the sixth day of Chanukah. What is unique about the sixth day of Chanukah? So let me ask you, I'll tell you a joke. Let me tell you a quick joke. Okay, I hope everyone is awake. Or wake up, I'll tell you a good joke. What is the most choshuva aliyah to get in shul? Shlishi or shishi? People will go to war over this. They'll literally go to war. Is it more choshev to get shlishi or is it more choshev to get shishi? The litvaks, those who eat pachah and shakel, they get shlishi. They want shlishi. The chassidim, they want shishi. And there's a reason for this. Not for now. We out of time. There are two. The whole lumnus to this. Not for now. Okay. It's a machlekes. The chassidim and the litvaks, shlishi versus shishi. So you people will fight about this forever and ever. And I once heard someone heard an argument in shul, fighting, and he started banging with his fist on the bima, and he said, "Listen here, I'm going to put an end to this now. I want to tell you all. I know as a fact, ish mi pi ish, beyond the shadow of a doubt, the Chofetz Chaim every Shabbos got shlishi, and that says it all, and that." That ends the discussion. The Chofetz Chaim got shlishi. Every Shabbos, that means shlishi is the most choshev aliyah. Rabbi Sai, Chofetz Chaim was a kohen. He didn't get shlishi, he didn't get shishi, he got the first aliyah. So the next time someone tells you, I know as a fact, ish mi pi ish, remember this story, okay? The Chofetz Chaim was a kohen, he got none of the above. Any event, I want to tell you a drush, very short drush, why shishi, drush, okay? Why shishi is the most choshuva aliyah. Why? Very, very simple. How many aliyahs do we lay on a Monday and a Thursday? Three. How many aliyahs do we lay on Rosh Chodesh? Four. How many aliyahs do we lay on Yom Tov? Five. How many aliyahs do we lay in on Yom Kippur? Six. How many do we lay in on Shabbos? Seven. Three Monday, Thursday, four Rosh Chodesh, five Yom Tov, six Yom Kippur, Shabbos, seven. Now let me ask you, from that lineup, Monday, Thursday, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, Shabbos, which one on that list is the most choshev? You can say whatever you want to say, but I'm going to argue now for the moment, Yom Kippur. No, Yom Kippur is not the most choshev. Malach Hashareis, the Kohen Gadol goes lefnai v'lefnim. No, you're not going to argue. Shabbos Shabbosoyim. Shabbos is only a me'ein of Yom Kippur. Even though Shabbos is chayv skila, Yom Kippur you're not, but Yom Kippur, come on, Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Yom Kippur is Kodesh Kodoshim. Thus, Shabbos, you're learning, now, assumption number two is, the last Aliyah really is the most chashuv. I'm making that assumption. The last Aliyah. Not Shlishi, not Shishi. I mean, there's something, Chazal says, Acharoin Choviv. Right? Which simply means the last. Doesn't necessarily mean the last, darshan that another time. But in the eyes of the Tzibur, Mafti, you give Mafti, right? That's the most Choshev. The last Aliyah is the most Choshev. So that would mean Shabbos, the most Choshev Aliyah is Shlishi, Rosh Chodesh Revi. Yom Tov, whoever gets Chamishi. Yom Kippur, Shishi. Shabbos, Shvi. But here's the deal. On Shabbos, when you lay on Shabbos, seven Aliyos, you know what's really the most Choshev? What would have been the last Aliyah had today been Yom Kippur. Since Yom Kippur in the lineup is really the most Choshev, it has to be like that. And Shabbos is a me'ein of Shabbos, Shabbos. Every Shabbos has in it a little bit of Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is the Shabbos of all of the Shabbos. Now the famous Gra. There are 6 days of Yom Tov, and Yom Kippur is the seventh. Because Yom Kippur is the Shabbos of all of the Yom Tovim. Every Shabbos, so on Shabbos, if you get Shlishi, what do you say to yourself? Oh, had today been Monday or Thursday, this would have clearly been the most Choshev Aliyah. So you walk away from the Bima, hey, look at that. I got Shlishi. If today would have been Monday or Thursday, they gave me the Aliyah, Shlishi. If you get Revi, what do you say? Well, if today was Rosh Chodesh, I would have just gotten the most Choshev Aliyah. If you get Chamishi, well, if today was Yom Tov, I got the most Choshev Aliyah. Oh, if you get Shishi, you can fantasize, wow, if today was Yom Kippur, I got Shishi. And there's something to that. Shabbos is a Shvi, fine, very good. Every Shishi is the Me'ein of Yom Kippur Shishi, Yom Kippur. How many Aliyahs are there? Now here we are, how many Aliyahs are there? 7 Aliyahs. But not really. There are 7 Aliyahs, but it's the Minog Yisrael that we always add 1 Aliyah. Maftir. We read again. Okay, we don't want to insult the one who gives different reasons. We don't the one who reads from the Haftarah. We don't want just to give him from the Haftarah, so we have to read over. Nochamol. The truth is we shouldn't really have another Aliyah. We shouldn't the Shvi is really the Maftir, but this is a universal. There's nothing to discuss. The universal minig is you have really every Shabbos, 8 Aliyos. Let's not make believe we don't. We have 7 aliyos, and then there's a maftir. How many days are there on the Chanukah? 8 days. The 8 days are really divided 7 plus 1. Famous question. It really should only be 7 days for the Chanukah miracle. You only need well, for one day, there's no need. The last day of Chanukah, Zois Chanukah, is like the maftir. We have 7 days of Chanukah. Chanukah is all about the menorah. The menorah is Torah. When we learn from the Torah on Shabbos, we have 8 aliyos, 7 aliyos, and the minhag Yisrael for generations is to the maftir. We call up an 8th person, and that 8th person is a different category. Really, it should only be 7. The 7 is the maftir, but we have an 8th aliyah, the maftir. Just like Chanukah, there really should only be 7 days of the miracle because there was enough oil for one day. But we make it into an 8-day holiday. And the 8th day is different. It's a different type of holiday. The 8th day is a different Zois Chanukah. So we're suggesting that the 8 days of Chanukah correspond to the 8 aliyos that we read from the Sefer Torah. Get an aliyah. There are eight aliyos. Maftir, Zois Chanukah is maftir. And then there are 7 aliyahs, 7 kruyim, the 7 kruyim. What is the most choshev? Well, in our argument, number 6. Because number six is the Gemar of Yom Kippur. What is Yom Kippur all about? The Kohen Gadol. The whole Klal Yisrael focuses on one person. They're rooting for one person, Gans Klal Yisrael, the Kohen Gadol, who goes Lefnai V'Lefnim. What is Chanukah all about? They could not find any Pach Shemen that was pure. Chutz, one Pach, Sheyamunach B'choysomoy Shel Kohen Gadol. If there are 8 days of Hanukkah, and we're suggesting the 8 days correspond to the 8 aliyos, Hanukkah is about Torah, the menorah is the Torah. In that 8 days Hanukkah, and there are Shiva Kruyim plus the Maftir, 7 days plus 1 day. The Beis Yosef's question, why 8 days? Only 7 days. That's right, 7 days plus one. The one extra day is the Maftir day. 8. And when you have the 8 Kruyim, which one is the most Choshev? 6. Why is 6? Because had today been Yom Kippur, this would be the Gemar. Chanukah is all about the Kohanim and Yom Kippur, and the Kohen Gadol that's Nichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim. Thus, today, the 6th day of Chanukah, it's like we're all getting shishi. Okay, a little bit wild. I'm certain some people here will not accept this, but I think it's a little different. You're not going to hear this, not the run-of-the-mill. And something to think about. We will conclude with that. Have a wonderful day. And you should daven a good mincha. When you daven v'sein tal u'motor. Motor and not snow. Mi sha'asim nisim, mi sha'amar sha'ashem in yadlik, yoyma sha'achoymitz. Mi sha'amar that it should snow can also say that it should turn into rain, because if it turns into a heavy snow, I give out. What's going to be now? As if we don't have enough to worry about. All right, Rabbi Yisai, we'll do the best that we can. Whatever will be, will be. Have a wonderful day. Mazel tov, Alan. You had a bris today.
Thank you.
What's the name of the baby?
Thank you. This gave up.
Arya Leib. My after who? After?
After my chatenster's father.
Mazel tov, mazel tov. Shavlar nachas, mazel tov. Mazel tov, mazel tov, the baby.
Have a good day, everyone. Stay safe.
Okay, be well, Rabbi.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You too. Now, Baruch, I'm sorry. I missed your call yesterday. I tried to call you back.
Everybody gets off.
Okay, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi Levine.
Have a good day, be well.
Okay.
So we're